Okay, so this is the last shiur in the Hakdama. Right, we've been going through the different perspectives regarding the Geder HaMitzvah. So up until this point, we've basically developed the two main approaches. First approach being the Shmiah approach. Second approach being the Tekiah approach. You might think, like, what's left? But from today's Makaros, you'll see that there are actually two approaches left. Right? We're going to spend time developing approach number three and then number four. So approach number three, right off the bat, Schneer, what is approach number three? If approach number one is Shmiah, approach number two is Tekiah, what's going to be approach number three?
That it's both
the Shmiah and the Tekiah. So we're going to see that there are a couple of Rishonim who adopt this approach and several Achronim. So let's spend a couple minutes going through all these Makaros. This approach number three that we say that the Geder HaMitzvah includes both the Tekiah and the Shmiah. Oh. So starting off with the Meiri, or the Meiri in Psachim Zayin Amabez, right? Shlomo, what's the context of the Meiri? What's the Inyan? What's the Sugya the Meiri is discussing?
The brachos.
Exactly, Nusach HaBracha, right? Which is the Sugya there in Psachim. So the Meiri is presenting, or he's quoting these Chachmei Adoros, who basically present certain klolim in terms of what defines Al versus Lit. And then we're going to see, based on those klolim, he's going to say that's not going to work with shofar. And through this discussion, the Meiri is going to present to us his understanding of what the Geder HaMitzvah is. So before that, what are the klolim of the La versus the Al, Yol, according to this Chachmei Adoros? Exactly. So according to this Chachmei Adoros, it's La, if you have to do it yourself. Right, so a mitzvah that you have to do yourself or through a shliach that you appoint, because then it's shliach shel adam kamoso, and it's as if you're doing it. So the klal is that the lamid is for mitzvah that you have to do either yourself or through a shliach, which you're mamane. And then al is for which types of mitzvahs? Exactly, anybody can do it for you. Right, someone can do it without you being mamane in them. Or there's another exception. So remember the other exception that gets al? So, no, again, al is even if you have to do it yourself, but if the timing, what's the...
After.
Exactly. Time, you're making the bracha, part of the mitzvah has already been mukuyim. Then comes along the Meiri and rejects these kolim, right, on the basis of shofar. Let's read this inside. Yosef, would you mind reading the last three lines? The chen kasha ledivrayim from shofar.
Shofar miskayim al yedei shliach haba me'ilav, mevarech bo'al lishmo. Shofar is fulfilled by way of a shliach that happens like automatically.
For what? Why? What aspect of the of shofar is most of the time is it done by someone else?
The tekiah.
Right? So it starts off by saying, oh, because the tekiah, we'll say the aspect of the mitzvah, is done by someone else, and you don't find in shul that you're memana, that you formally appoint the Baal Tokeah as your shliach, so therefore it seemingly should be al, but yet it's lishmoa kol shofar. Then he says, and if you're going to say... And if you're going to say, oh no, it's because of the Shmiah, right? And you see from the end, that part of the mitzvah is the Shmiah, and that part you need to do on your own. He says, ah, Megillah came. Megillah also has a component of Shmiah, and yet you say, al there. Continue. So, and what's the Ha'amina here? And maybe...
Tell us what the mitzvah.
Exactly, and this is basically what the Ritva was saying. And if you're going to say, oh, the Nusach HaBracha is indicative of the Geder HaMitzvah, and maybe the shofar, the Geder HaMitzvah is the Shemiah, and when it comes to the Megillah, it's all about the Kriya, therefore it makes a lot of sense, as the Ritva himself says, right? Because then if shofar is the Shemiah, then does anybody else do the Shemiah for you, Moshe?
Yeah.
No, you have to do it yourself, so it's lit. And the Megillah, which is the Kriya, someone else is doing it for you, oh, everything would be great, but the Meiri continues.
It's just different words, but it's the same thing. It's just all semantic.
Exactly.
This is the key. Right? L'shneim
inyan echad zelitzkoa u'lashmiya. So the Meiri explicitly states that the Geder HaMitzvah for shofar is both the Shmiya and the Tekiah, and therefore, and so too with Megillah, Megillah is both the Kriya and the Shmiya. And therefore, this ruins all the klalim, all the klali brachos that were mentioned by the Chachmei Adoros. But for our purposes, the Meiri is the earliest Rishon who explicitly states this third mahalach, that the Geder HaMitzvah is both the Shmiah and the Tekiah. So that is the Meiri to my knowledge, the only Rishon who explicates this third approach. Yes?
Sorry, he's just going to tie that Shmei Kona.
One more time?
He's going to tie that the Tzibur is Yotzei Shmei Kona.
Bipashas. He doesn't explain that here, but either Shlichus or Shmei Kona, something of the sort. Exactly. Again, because he's not dealing with the Yoni Shofar here. He's really focused on the Nusach, so he doesn't spell out all the details. Right, but while the Meiri is the only Rishon who explicates this analysis, there's another Rishon who seems to imply this as well. Right? And who's the Rishon who seems to imply this?
The Ran.
Right? And it's coming out of the Ran's Kasha. Right? Akiva, would you mind reading the Ran's Kasha? Again, it's also talking about, right, again, it's the Ran and Psachim, the Sugya there, referring to the Nusach HaBracha. So he's going to be bothered by the discrepancy between the Nusach of the Bracha on Megillah and the Bracha on Shofar. Akiva, go for it. Exactly. So why is it when it comes to the Megillah, right, that the focus is on what?
On the reading.
On the reading, which, and therefore, because the focus is on the reading, that's Al Yidei Acher, and therefore it's Al. But yet,
when it comes to Lishay, particularly a Bracha, ask me also. When it comes to Shofar, the decree for the Bracha is on the Shmia. So particularly the
Lamed.
The Lamed would be Shef Shalai is Kayin.
Right, so when it comes to Shofar, the focus is not on the broadcasting, right, the parallel of the Kriya, which would be the Tzikia. It's rather on the Shmiah, and therefore Shmiah, since everyone does it on their own, it's a Lamed, right? Yeah. What's the big Kash of the Ran? Continue. Ubal. So his Kasha is, why don't you flip it? Have the Shofar focus on the Tzikiah, and have the Megillah focus on the Shmiah. So right, the obvious answer, which is, oh, what do you mean? Each one reflects the Gedra Mitzvah, again, Shalom, is the Ran accepting the Chilik between Shofar and Megillah? The Shofar is a din in the Shmiah, and the Megillah is a din in the Kriya? You think he is accepting that Chilik? The question of the Ran is, why is it that Shofar's Nusach HaBracha is focused in the Shmiah, and the Megillah's Nusach HaBracha is focused in the Kriya? He says, you could have easily done the opposite. So if he's saying that you could easily do the opposite, what does that show?
I'm not sure they're both Tekiah and Shmiah, both part together in Mitzvah.
Exactly. Right, if you thought that the Shofar was a din in the Shmiah, and the Megillah is a din in the Kriya, then you have an obvious answer to this question. And we'll see in a moment, the Ran doesn't answer the question fundamentally by saying, oh, Shofar is a din in the Shmiah, and the Megillah is a din in the Kriya. He gives some technical answer, which we'll try to figure out together in a moment. So the very fact that the Ran asks this question and says you could have easily flipped it, you could have just as easily described or had the Nusach HaBracha of Shofar be focused on the Tekiah, and just as easily had the Nusach HaBracha of the Megillah on the Shmiah, shows he doesn't think there's a fundamental difference between Megillah and Shofar. And as the Achronim point out, how do you see the Avinezer from yesterday? The Avinezer spells this out. The fact that the Ran asks this question and doesn't answer the obvious answer, there's a fundamental difference between Shofar, which is din in the Shmiah, and Megillah, which is din in the Kriya. So the Avinezer and the Kehilas Yaakov, who also has this diuk, right, both the Avdenezer and the Kehilas Yaakov say it's clear from the Ran, right, from this question of the Ran, that he thinks that the Geder of Mitzvah Shofar is both the Shmiah and the Kriya, sorry, both the Shmiah and the Tekiah, and therefore the Ran is not sure in his question, why pick the Shmiah over the Tekiah? They're equally, you know, viable options. So from the question itself, it's clear that the Ran accepts his approach number three, that the Geder Mitzvah is both the Shmiah and the Tekiah. And we'll see in a moment, the answer doesn't undermine the assumption of this question. The answer is quite technical. Shimi, before I answer your question, how do you understand the Ran's answer?
You sure
inside?
Yeah, just read inside. Sorry. Megillah, Yesh Psychosio Shitzarach Shmoa, Mosan Tikrasa al Kriasa.
Yeah, so how do you understand that?
I think we understood it in terms of like the way that it's leaned, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, or just like the fact that it's words. I think he's just saying technically the lashon of Kriya is shaykh by Megillah because it's not just a sound. they're words. And kriya has the mashmos that, right, in order to read something, the mashmos is that you're reading words which have meaning, and therefore there are separations between the words. But by shofar, because it's all, like, interesting, it's all a sound, so therefore, you know, the lashon of tekiah or shmir are both shayach. But again, it's the answer of the Ron is, for our purposes, is very technical. Right? If it's saying really fundamentally, shmiah or tekiah would be shayach to shofar, and for a technical reason, that there's the difference between Megillah and shofar. Again, for our purposes, and this is the diuk of the Avdin Ezer and the Kilas Yaakov, but fundamentally, the fact that the Ron thinks that fundamentally, you know, the lashon of tekiah or the lashon of tekiah and the lashon of shmiah are both shayach to shofar shows that fundamentally both are part of the Gedra Mitzvah. Yeah, shmiah and then.
Just wouldn't this diuk imply that the Ron isn't holding there's a din shmei kohen of a Megillah, which I thought is more mafurish.
Why?
Because he would also say then, meaning
why not? Because they're both.
Why can't he? How can you make the bracha shmei as Megillah?
You don't say al shmei as Megillah.
Yeah, his kasha is why can't he say the tikkos shofar and al shmei as
Megillah? Oh, okay.
So how can I make the bracha shmei as Megillah? The missing not shmei as Megillah. The missing shmei as Megillah. Shmei kohen. I thought it's more pashut over there in the
six. Well, no, it seems that it's both.
By Megillah as well?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. These are Chorim are saying that, I mean, there's no, that both, right, that both Megillah and Shofar have both aspects.
It's not like more before that Shomea is, that Megillah is Shomekona. So you have Brachos and stuff, but like, I thought it was more Pasha.
We have to see the Gemara inside. But the assumption is of the Achronim is that the Ron thinks that just like Shofar, it's both the Tekiah and the Shemia, same thing by the Megillah. Sherman?
Yeah, I'll leave it to the Ron who says that they both are viable options. He says it himself, Ein Lashon Tekiah Muchach Psikolis Yashem Mishmiah. Why do we pick Shmiah?
Yeah.
He seems to be avoiding the question.
Yeah. He's saying, by Megillah, we had to pick one.
Correct. And
but the other
sense.
One, you could have done both.
So then why pick Shmiah?
Yeah, not clear from the Ron itself. It could be like we'll see soon that even Mepharshim would adopt this third approach. It's both. Some think that one aspect is Iker.
No, but he definitely doesn't.
He doesn't say that. I mean, we don't know.
Because otherwise he would just pair say
that. Oh, that'd be the answer. Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to know. But for the Ron, he just says, oh, you could have picked both. And if the question is, then
why
do you pick one or the other? That I'm not sure. I don't want to stick anything into him because he doesn't say it. Yeah, Tavi.
Going back to what you just said, I guess, that we're just going to pick one or the other. The Lashon of Miri says, the Miri himself, he said that the mitzvah, Shneim in Yenach, is Zeleskoa u Hashmiya.
Yeah.
You have to say Zeleskoa u Shmoa or something like that, right?
Yeah. Some point that I think Moshe pointed out something. Yeah,
Ikker, or that it's more than the Ikker and it's not even a mitzvah and a shmiah so much.
I mean, you're basically asking why does it say back to the God is going back to the Meiri. I mean, what the Lashon it should have said Zelitzkoa bezelishmoa instead of Zelitzkoa ulashmiah. That's your question. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. It seems like he's just focusing by mitzvah the tokeya. There are two things going on. Number one, you're performing a ma'isa tokeya, and you're also facilitating the shmiah. He could have just as easily said Zelot Kohav Zelot Shmoa, but he's, for some reason he's formulating in terms of the Tokea that there are two things going on. When the Baal Tokea is Tokea, number one, he's performing Maisa Tokea, which is part of the mitzvah, right. And he's facilitating the Shmiah, which is the other part of the mitzvah. But yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. You sure?
Yeah, that formulation kind of makes sense because he's talking about the Nesach Bracha, which the Baal Tokea is going to make.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Very, very nice. Do you hear that? Repeat again.
That formulation in reference to the Baal Tekiah makes sense because he's the one making the brachas. So it makes sense it's in terms of Tekiah and Lashmiah. It's dual aspects of what he's doing.
Yeah, you're saying the whole purpose he says it like that is because it's from the Baal Tekiah's perspective. And the whole, I mean, even from as early from the Mishnah on the Chavetz Chaim, when we were talking about that from the Baal Tekiah's perspective, we said that he has to hear it himself.
No, that's true. What we're saying is that, I mean, the question is the Lashon. Why does the Meir, I mean, I think we can agree, he's trying to explain the two aspects of the mitzvah. There's the Tekiah and the Shmiah. So the question is just, on the Lashon, why is he focused from the perspective of the Tokeah and say Lahashmiah, just say Tekiah and Shmiah? And the answer is, and I was saying he seems to be focusing from the perspective of the Tokeah, and Shuren's adding, because the whole piece is about the Nisach HaBracha and the Tokeah. Okay, is making the bracha, so you're saying the person making the bracha is performing the ma'aseh tekiah and then facilitating the shmiah for everyone else.
But, aren't they synonyms though? A tekiah is something that is a shmiah.
True, but the focus is different. One is focused on the ma'aseh tekiah itself, the other one is focusing on allowing the other aspect of the mitzvah, the shmiah, to take place. Okay? hand before?
I was
going to say it. Oh, we don't. Givanto. Okay, good. Excellent. So far, in terms of the third approach, we've had the two Rishonim, the Meiri, and the Ron. So now going to the realm of Achronim. I think these are early, very well-known Achronim, but I'm Achronim a little later. The first one is the Shagas Aryeh. Right? Again, Shagas Aryeh Kedarko is a little... I was trying to cut out pieces, but it's a longer rikus, so I apologize for that. The Shagas Aryeh is discussing an interesting shaila about an elam. Anybody remember, Uriel, do you remember off the bat, what's the question about an elam? An elam in Kriya Shema.
Because you can't actually read it himself. Even though, like Kriya Shema, you know, you don't have to hear it, but you can't read it at all.
Exactly. An elam is someone who's mute, right? He can't speak. So the shaila is, an elam, right, who can't say it himself, can he be yotzei the mitzvah through hearing it by someone else, right? And the Shagas Aryeh brings up a shas klal about bila in the realm of menachos. Anybody know the phrase? Kol haroi.
It's
like kol haroi labila ein bila makeves bo. Whatever is not roi labila, then bila is makeves bo. So right, so bila details aren't so important for now. But the idea of bila is mixing the oil into the menachos. It's a very important klal, and in certain contexts in shas, right. Something is not ma'akev, but what is ma'akev is at least the potential to do it. So in the case of menachos, you need the potential to do the bila, but as long as there's potential to do the bila, actually doing the bila is not ma'akev. So the Shagas Aryeh is asking, maybe that applies here. Maybe the fact that the elam has no potential to say it himself, maybe that will be posel him from being yotzei al yidei acherim. What does the Shagas Aryeh answer? Shagas Aryeh says the difference between bila and shomea ka'ona. Anybody remember what's the difference between Bila? Yeah? Exactly. The klal of, you know, Bila, where you say at least you need the potential for it. If you don't have the potential, that's ma'aki. That's only by something like Bila, where really, lichatz, right, it's only b'di'evid, right, to not do it. But when it comes to Shomei Ka'one is lichatzchila, it's lichatzchila. You can, according to the Shagas Aryeh, lichatzchila to be yotzei through Shomei Ka'one. So this klal is that when you're using a lichatzchila mechanism, like Shomei Ka'one, so then it doesn't matter that you don't have the potential to do it the other way because you're using a lichatzchila mechanism of Shomei Ka'one. Oh, that's stage one. And then comes along the Shagas Aryeh and says, I have a proof from Shas, I have a proof from the realm of Mitzvah Shofar, that even if a person can't do it himself, he could be yotzei al yidei acherim. Right, Moshe, do you remember what is this special type of person who can't be tokei himself but can be shomei al yidei acherim? Exactly. The Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So the Shagas Aryeh says, oh, I have a raya. When it comes to the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, the Gemara and Chavtes and Rosh Hashanah, there you see that even though he has no potential, right, according to the Moskana, according to Rav Nachman, although he has no potential to do the Maisa Tekiah himself, he can still be Yotzei Al Yidei Acher. If Yisrael Gamor does the Tokeya, he can listen to it and be Yotzei. Shagas Aryeh says, yeah, look, it's a perfect raya that... If you're using a lichatzchila mechanism, like over there, by hearing it through someone else, that it doesn't matter that you don't have the potential to do it yourself. But how this connects to us is the next stage. Nachi, do you remember when it says "Song ve'in lachalik v'lomar"? You can read it inside. Do you see it? It's like last real words in the line is "ve'in lachalik v'lomar." The Shagas Aryeh is about to ask a kasha. Is about to ask a kasha on his raya. And this is where it starts getting connected to our sugya about what the Geder HaMitzvah of Shofar is. Go for it. And therefore, V'kevan. Right, like lo havale in roi. There's a long sentence, but what in essence he's saying. And but if you say that the ikar mitzvah of shofar is the shmia alone, so then you don't have any raya, because then the chatzi ev chatzi ben choron is completely doing the shmia on his own. All right, and let's say if you assume that the ikar is the shmiah and the tekiah is a hechsher ba'ama, so then the chatzi ev chatzi ben choron is doing the mitzvah completely on his own. So he's not lacking a potential. He can hear, right? He can hear, and he's hearing it fully. He says, no, that's not the case. Can you skip to the three dots? The halesa? Oh. These are the key line, right? It's not, because according to the Shachas Aryeh, the Geder HaMitzvah of Shofar is not limited to Shmiah. It also includes the Tekiah, right? Kimo, where he gives gives some parallels, and then he brings a Raya. To Hasnan, like the next line. He's all right. The Baal Tokeya. Exactly. Exactly right. So we've been saying, as I said before, like all these dinim pertaining to the Maisa Tekiah, in terms of being a bar chiyuva, therefore the psul for chiyur shota katan, or this other factor of misasik, which we'll get to later, the total lack of kamana, right? If all you cared about was the shmiya and the tekiah was just a hechsher ba'alma, then who cares? You wouldn't have all these dinim. So the Shachas Aryeh is saying the fact that you have all these dinim pertaining to the tekiah, right? So that shows that the Maisa Tekiah is part of the Gedar Mitzvah, in addition to the Shmiah, which he assumes is also part of the Ikar Mitzvah, presumably based on the, you know, the Mishnah Chav Zayin, based on Tokeya Libor. Right? So the Shagas Aryeh, based on this whole long Arichos, you know, to get the Chashmin down, but based on this whole Arichos in the context of, you know, Ilem and Kol Roy Labila, really comes out of the Shagas Aryeh that he thinks that the Gedar Mitzvah is both the Shmiah and the Tekiah. Yeah, Moshe.
The reason he thinks that it's both the Shmiah and Tekiah is because of the reasoning that the person blowing it matters, right?
Yeah.
Because
you have it matters. Exactly.
Right? Because blowing it. So why can't we say, like you said before, I think you said it for the Torah, that it matters, like all that matters is the Shmiah, but you need like a kosher sound, you said.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that answer his problem?
Correct. We'll get to those answers more and fully when we get up to it. The simple answer is he's not sold by that. He just doesn't. I mean, for all these rayos, the other approaches are going to have to be metarets, and obviously the mefarshim who bring those rayos as rayos are not going to accept those tevritzim. It's always like, you know, give and take. Like, you know, which rayos do you think are stronger, and which you know rayos are you willing to accept the answer for? So in short, he doesn't think that's a good answer. Yeah.
I think I mentioned it
before
this time, but yeah. I'm not really sure. Like, it seems like a lot of these opinions are really like challenged and almost like rejected just by the bracha itself. Like, imagine like when it comes to menorahs and you say like a halakh minhag shulchan and then we say also means like so here also it's really tekiah and shmiah, especially if tekiah comes first. I don't get why how you could say tekiah is one of the main things and I not even mentioned the bracha.
Correct. So I guess it's also similar, I guess, to Yeshurun's question on the Meiri, which is like, I guess, from a different perspective, but like once the similar, and once the Nusach Bracha could have been Shmiah or the Tekiah, so why do you pick one? That's the question we had in the Meiri, and you're basically Akiva's asking that now in the Shagas Aryeh, right? So why did we pick the Shmiah and Tekiah? And Akiva's saying maybe have the option of doing both. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
The only thing I can think of was really Shmiah comes first for everybody except for the Baal Tekiah.
That's true. No, because if you're somehow Messiah, I mean, we'll get to how, but if you're somehow Messiah to the Tekiah, either through Shlichus or Shomeach et Tokeya, then that does come first sequentially. Yeah, Moshe.
So, I guess one more point there. I was a little confused about Chatzi Oven. So we said that he can't blow it for himself,
yeah,
right? Because the obvious side of him pushes off the favor side.
Yeah.
So why can't we do the same exact thing when it comes to listening? Oh, the obvious side pushes off the favor side, good. So we can't be motzi, right? Because what if someone else does?
Good. So we're going to get to that. Achronim asked that question. When we get to Chavtas, we'll get to that. Excellent. Okay, good. So far we've had the Meiri, we've had the Ran, and the Shagas Aryeh. So now let's look at the Yom Shura. Right, so the Yom Shura is the next on the Makor sheet. So again, the Yom Shura is going to be bothered by the same raya based on Shagas Aryeh, that if the mitzvah is solely, exclusively focused on the Shmiya, so then why is there a psul of Chirish Shota Ukata? So let's see the Yom Shura's presentation, because it's also important, he's going to add a couple points that Shagas Aryeh did not. So that, right, the question again of the Yom Shura, we'll skip the question, is, again, why is there a psul Chir Shota V'katan, right, if it's all focused on the Shmiah? Shalom, would you mind reading the Yira Lomar? I would say it's like five lines down, the last two words in the line.
Yira Lomar,
Okay, you just read a lot there, right? So what is he saying? In order to answer the question, in order to account for the psul chirishoto, cutting that the Baal Tukeh needs to be Bar Chiyuva, what does he say? So the Gedra Mitzvah includes what and what? Right, both the Shmiya and the Tekiyah. But then adds something that most of the other, you know, Mefarshim within this approach aren't Misyachis to. And he says one of them is Iker. Which one does he think is Iker? He says the Shmiya is Iker. Which is interesting, doesn't seem like he has any rios to that, per se. At least not any that he presents. Then he points out, but if the Maisa Tekiyah is part of the Gedra Mitzvah, so then how does each Shomea, how are they Misyachis to it? What Exactly, through Shlichus. And again, you can get back to that a little bit later. Oh, good. So then the Yom HaTshuva, right, after presenting this Yisod, that the Gedra Mitzvah is both the Shmiya and the Tekiyah, he presents and then rejects a very interesting possibility. Right? Shimi, what's this interesting possibility about breaking them up that he presents and then rejects?
You could be Tokeo Sakabor, Miyosir Mitzvah Tekiyah, and then later hear from Mashiach Chatzin and Miyosir Shmiya.
He says, once they're two chalakim, maybe, the Mishnah says very clearly that that's puzzle and that's puzzle. He says, why can't you be tokei l'toch abor, be yotzi the tekiyah, and then hear from a chereshot to a katan, right, to be, obviously someone's looking for a chap, right, and then listen to it from a chereshot to a katan, to be yotzi your shmiah, and boom, you have both chalakim in total. So he rejects this. Why does he reject this?
He just says you can't,
because
it has to be
b'vas achas. He says no, it has to be b'vas achas. You see, it's like three lines from the bottom. Moshe, would you mind reading the Yom Tshura, three lines from the bottom? You see, on the Mekorah sheet? It says, v'zeh eno, v'zayin aleph. You see it? Right, he says, lo matzinu. Right, again, and I think you might say this beferish, but again, because the Mishnayos make it very clear, if you hear from a chirishot to a katan, did nothing. If you tokei al tokha bor, it did nothing, right? According to the Yom Tshuva, if you could separate them, it should have spelled out, you're only yotze one part and not the other part. The fact that it says clearly lo yotze, it sounds like you really did nothing, and therefore the Yom Tshuva says, it must be, although there are two chalakim, they need to be done bivas achas. And the question you could raise is, why does it need to be done bivas achas? So again, what I'm about to say is, there's no hechreach for this at all. But again, if you say that this third approach of both the Shmiya and the Tekiyah, right, if you connect them to what we were saying before, is that right, the Shmiya part is the Huhure Tshuva, and the Tekiyah part is the Tefillah, right, points to that in Pesach Yerim. It could, again, assume that the Yom Tshuva accepts that, which is not clear that he does, you could say that, that's why he needs to be Bas Achas, because perhaps he wants the Huhure Tshuva of the Shmiya to come Al Yidei, the Tefillah of the Tekiyah. Right, that would be one explanation for why the Shmiya and the Tekiyah need to be Bas Achas, if the Yom Tshuva would accept, right, the assumption that the Tekiyah aspect is the Tefillah, and the Shmiya aspect is the Huray Tshuva, perhaps specifically wants them to be integrated. Right, we pointed out before, it's that through the Tefillah, that itself is going to trigger an Avodah Shebelev, like we said the other day, and therefore, specifically, you want that the Huray Tshuva of the Shmiya come Al Yidei, the Tefillah of the Tekiyah. That would be one explanation for why they need to be integrated, right, beyond the fact that the Hachreach from the Mishnah is that they are that they do need to be integrated. This would be more of a tom for it. But again, a couple of big assumptions that he accepts the tefillah aspect and he accepts the Horei Tshuva part, and I don't have a raya for that. Yeah, Kiva.
Yeah, it's not according to that, we didn't read yet, but it's like the Rambam. So do you think that the Yom Tshuva did not cite the Rambam?
One more time? Yeah. The Yom Tshuva first quotes the Rambam as Shmiya, and then says Yirah Lomer. It wasn't clear to me that he's saying this Bidasa Rambam. We're going to see other Achornim who do say this Bidasa Rambam.
He says Rambam, he kind of attaches a level piece, but it's weird. It's like, he's literally saying like it has to be mevas achas because like it clearly like it doesn't clearly say to be like one or the other. Like, when you mentioned like the Rambam clearly says like it's
Shmiya.
Like he's picking and choosing like when you could.
Well, again, he
like,
only presents
the, and when you can't.
He only presents the Rambam before, and then he asks the kasha of Ochei Roshoto Katan. So again, it's hard to know from the Yom Shura's presentation about whether he thinks this is Pshat in the Rambam or not. Again, we'll get to the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that this is Pshat in the Rambam, which is probably...
spelled out, what's spelled out, what's not. Like, you asked me about the last answer, it wasn't spelled out. So, like, how can you give the... like, there's two ways you could answer the Rambam. Either you could say, Rambam is Shmio, or you could say, oh, like, really, like, there's more to it. So, if you're not about like, what's spelled out, like, the Rambam, like, wherever you look, is Shmio. So, who like... why is he going to now give another answer? Like, that's
so I said, but it could be the Yom Shura's arguing with the Rambam. That's not my meaning. It could be from the Yom Shura's presentation is that he's asking this kasha on the Rambam's approach of Shmiya and offering an alternative. Again, it's not clear from the Yom Shura that he's saying this. I would agree with you. If he's saying this Bedas Rambam, as we'll ask in the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems very difficult to say this is from the Rambam. I agree with that. At the end of the Yom Shura, we'll get back to this a little later on, where we go, I'll say Radapim. The Yom Shura is an interesting discussion, and a lot of the guys in Seder were very bothered by this. Because the Yom Shura, Gavi, right? How does it, because the Yom Shura says that the Maisa Tzikiyah is part of the Gedra HaMitzvah, so how is each Shomea Yotze the Mitzvah? How are the Yotze the Tzikiyah aspect?
So he says it must be Dushlichus.
Dushlichus. So what's the Kasha? He has the Shlichus.
The
question is, what do you mean? How can you have shlichos for Maisa Tzikiyah? Maisa Tzikiyah seems to be a mitzvah shebegufa, which is not subject to shlichos. Comes along Yom Shura and cites the drasha of Yom Shura.
To tell you that the drasha is telling you that you could have one shura for everybody, implying that you could have shlichos, basically.
Exactly. So a lot of guys were a little bothered that Yom Shura seems to be making up a drasha here. Right? He seems to be saying, oh, there's the words Yom Shura. Right, if you interpret them as similar to in the context of Sukkah, where the Kol HaEzrach, right, is interpreted as saying that everyone, all of Klal Yisrael can sit in one Sukkah, so too if all of Klal Yisrael can be Yotzi with one Shruah, it must therefore be telling us that the Shlichus does apply here, even though it would seem to be a Mitzvah Shavukufa. A lot of guys are bothered, but it seems like the Yom Shruah is like really creating this new Drasha. The best I can say is that he's like trying to reconstruct. Because the Yom Shruah is very convinced that the Gedder HaMitzvah is both the Shmiya and the Tekiyah, and he's very convinced that the Tekiyah is a Mitzvah Shebegufo, agreeing with the Tshuvas Rambam on that point, and therefore says, oh, generally you can't have Shlichos on it, but yet we obviously know that Shlichos works here because we know that in the Gemaras that one person can be Tokeya for others, so reconstructing and say, oh, you have, you're forced to say that there's some Drasha as Yom Shura, which is Mechadish, that Shlichos works here against the general rules of Mitzvah Shebegufo. Yeah.
I mean, when did the Yom Shura live?
I can look it up. I would assume like 16th to 17th century. That's what I was. I can look it up on Barlan for you, actually. Do it really quickly. Yom Shura.
So I was wondering, let's say, if he had other Malachim and other Achronim, like what was forcing him to say like this specific Malachim?
Mm-hmm.
Like what convinced him?
Yeah,
so much
17th century.
Oh.
1600s. Okay, good. Moving on now. Okay, so just really quickly, so far we've had the for the Meiri, we've had the Ran for the Shagas Aryeh, we've had the Yom Shura, and then comes the Minchas Chinuch. Right, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't really add much. All right, Minchas Chinuch is basically quoting the Yom Shura, basically quotes the Yom Shura as saying that both the Shmi and the Tzikiyah are part of the Gedera Mitzvah, and then quotes the Yom Shura's Hosafa that although these are two distinct Chalakim, you have to be Yotze them b'vas achas, you can't split them up. But that's basically Minchas Chinuch. You know, it doesn't really add much to just really quoting and accepting the Yom Shura. For real?
No question.
Oh, awesome. Oh, next comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. This is going to get back to what Akiva said. So let's read the Aruch HaShulchan. Uriel, would you mind reading the Aruch HaShulchan inside? Because here it's interesting, he's going to stick this into the Rambam.
All right. Not everyone has to blow themselves.
about Vada Gama Tzkiya Iker Mitzvah, the Tzkiya is also an Iker Mitzvah. Interesting way he formulates it. It seems like both the Iker, none of them is.
Exactly.
Meaning it's not that the Iker is Shmiya and the Tzkiya is important too, but it's exactly. Both the Iker,
100%.
But you're able to be Yosef HaShlichos, it seems.
Or the EF, exactly. The EF, sure.
The EF, sure, the Shmiya below Tzkiya. So, yeah, I mean, you need the Tzkiya to make the Shmiya, but the way he formulates it also makes it seem that the Shmiya, the Tzkiya is not just a Hashir, the Tzkiya is the Iker within.
Exactly, you're two, I think two equal parts. Yeah. I would agree, exactly. In contrast to the Yom Shura, who seems to project the Shmiya is the Iker, I agree. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say the two Chalakim are equal. But it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan, that not only does the Aruch HaShulchan say this for himself, he says this for who?
Rambam.
The Rambam. He says, oh, and the Rambam always focuses on Shmiya. Don't interpret that as saying that that's the Gedder HaMitzvah. No, it's rather coming to preclude the, you know, I guess the misconception that everyone needs to do their own tekiah. But really, he's just telling you that, you know, one person can be tekiah for everyone else, but really, 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 the Gedder HaMitzvah, I'm saying it, is both the tekiah and the Shmiya. If you remember, at the time, when we were going through all the Rambams, and I was trying to stress, in six different places, three different Svarim, the Rambam goes out of his way, and especially in the Tshuvos, to say that it's the Shmiya, not the tekiah. And if you remember at the time, I said, oh, we're putting so much emphasis on this because there are Achronim who interpret the Rambam in other ways. I was referencing, among others, the Aruch HaShulchan. But again, I think this is stemming from the Aruch HaShulchan, as I was saying, it's a, meaning Aruch HaShulchan seems to be very convinced that the Gedder Mitzvah includes both the Shmiya and the Tekiah, and therefore he wants the Rambam to be right as well, and therefore he says, oh, the Rambam must agree to this. But again, as I said, like, our job is to interpret the Rambam based on the Rambam, and the Pasha is the Rambam is going to agree with the first approach or the Shmiya approach, and therefore we're going to have to, you know, for the Rambam, explain all the rayos which are brought against the Shmiya approach, such as Chir Shoto Katan, and all the other kashas on the Shmiya approach, but we'll get back to that later. Yeah.
Actually, I thought maybe there was a Rebach to the Aruch Shulchan in the Shet Rambam.
In the Shet Rambam, yeah.
About the Lashon of the Shet Rambam over there is he's talking specifically about the Bracha. So he wants to say, oh, when we're talking about the Nusach of Bracha, which one should I do? Well, it should be that for the Shmiya, because you can't say that everyone would have to be Tekel Atma. So,
what was that?
You have to see.
The Shet Rambam is discussing
the Bracha,
but in doing so, he's talking about what the Mahus of the Mitzvah is.
Yeah, so I think you're sure pointing out that it says Mitzvah Mechayavas, but I'm saying, meaning, the Iker, his Iker point over there is just to say that the Bracha has to be. He said the bracha has to be Shmiya, not Tekiah, because if the bracha was Tekiah, that would imply that every person has to do their own Tekiah.
You think it just focuses on the
meaning,
bracha?
Meaning, it may be possible to say that it's the same thing that he wants to be Mechavim to over here. That you can't say...
No, but the Aruch HaShulchan is basically... No, the Rambam is very clear. If it would have been Tekiah, then it's a Mitzvah Shebegufo, what everyone needs to do it on their own. That is a Chreach, but that can't be the case.
The Rambam?
Yeah, for the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan is obviously arguing on that and saying, no, really, even though... The tekiah is part of the Gedder HaMitzvah. There is some type of mechanism. We don't know from the Aruch HaShulchan here. Is that shlichus? Is that shomea ketokea? But you can bring it up.
You see that kind of verse. Ve'ena no toiken ela kedei l'shmaya.
The Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam.
Yeah. It's very clear that it's only a hechsher b'alma. Yeah.
Two things. Number one, did the Achronim, or in this case, the Aruch HaShulchan, did he have the Shet Rambam?
So that's not 100% clear.
And that's a fair point. Would have had it, would he have paskin like it? Or do we only paskin the Yad?
It's a fair.
He says it's like the most beferish in
this. Yeah, so not all Achronim had access to the Shet Rambam, which I think is a very fair point here.
But if he did have access to it, would he have paskin? I'm saying, like, do we paskin generally like a Shet Rambam?
So again, I think it's taken into account if you had it. But again, especially in this case where it's shedding light on what the Pashas he means in the Yad, I don't see why it wouldn't be.
And I'm only if I had a steer between the Yad and the Shet, the Thilith, do I generally paskin like the Yad?
I would assume so. Okay, so Ad Kan approach number three, which again is that it's the Gedder HaMitzvah includes both the Shmiya and the Tekiah. So again, so far we had approach number one, that it's only the Shmiya. Approach number two, that it's only the Tekiah. Approach number three, that it's both the Shmiya and the Tekiah. And we've seen there are a number of, a couple of Rishonim and several Achronim, you know, significant Achronim, who accept this approach. But now comes along the final option. You might wonder what in the world is left. If you have one, not the other, and then both, like, what could be a fourth possibility? So, Isaac, what's the fourth possibility?
Either or,
right? Which generally is not an option. We'll get to that in a moment. And who is the Rishon the very early Mefarish who says this? Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit. It's a very, very early Mefarish, late Achron, who has this very Mechudish Shita, that the Gedder HaMitzvah is either or. You get to choose either Shemiah or Tekiah. Right? That is approach number four. So let's see the Kiriya Sefer. Again, the Kiriya Sefer is the Mabit Perish on the Rambam. So this is the Kiriya Sefer on the Rambam. Let's, who hasn't read yet? Shlomo, what do you mind? Kiriya Sefer?
Yeah.
All right, so that's the right the Gemara Chatas, that a Chatzi Chatzi Ben Chorin can't be Tokea even La Hatzma, because right half of Tekia is not going to be kosher, unquote, quote unquote.
So how is he, let's say, his
oh, that's the key one, right? She, right? She says, "Oh, you listen to someone else, right? If you stop there, you listen to someone else. You're like, okay, therefore, because Shemiah is alone,
right.
But he doesn't bring any hechreach to his pshat.
Right.
We'll see in a moment, right? What his one right is, where he says the bein b'tikia, bein b'shemiah, nafik inish yideh chavase. Either way." You choose either Tekia or Shmia. The one inch of the Uriah is from the Pasuk. Go for it. So what's this one Raya? What's what?
Bring a Raya from the Pasuk that says no Shura, and that there's clearly no, I guess, weight given to one side or the other.
Because remember, like, the first hour we had in the Shurim, was that if you look closely at the psukim, the Torah never formulates the Maisa Mitzvah. As we pointed out, that therefore, that's not going to be an indication for Rishonim who pick Shomea or Tekiah, because it doesn't say, oh, let's go up a shofar or let's shmo a shofar. So the Mabit is picking up on that Ha'ara and saying, yeah, that itself, that ambiguity, the fact that the Torah doesn't tell us whether it's Shmia or Tekiah, that itself is the Raya that either one suffices. That is the raya that the Mabit brings. Very, very big chiddush. Yes, Sharon.
Is it Mashma Vira also that he would say probably that there is no din of Shemek Kona? Or also he might disagree with Shaka. Sorry.
I'm saying if you're taking the Tzaki approach, meaning, right, not Tzaki approach, right? If you're taking the option, wanted to say that, right? For the Mabit, you have the Tzaki option.
Yeah.
You're asking whether within the Tzaki option for the Mabit, for the Kiriya Sefer, would a Shomea, meaning, could you be Yosei through someone else?
Is well, just based on the example that he goes by Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, right? Shiskalo, Shiskalo, right?
But there, he can't do the Tekia. There's no Raya from there, because the Chatzi Ben Chorin, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin can't do the Maisa Tekia, because his Maisa Tekia is Puzzle.
Oh, so because they're separate, though, Lachar, you wouldn't need to use the fact that since it's Shemeka and it's Lechatchila, as the Shaka Zari wrote, and that you're not Zokuk, to say that any Royal Levi would not apply here. Chora, even if he's not Royal Levi because he can't be Tokay even Latzmo, just put that since Shmi is separate, right, it works out within a shot that he wouldn't need to say anything on Shaka Zari.
100%. But I think it is a good question, meaning within the Tokay option for the Mabit, I would assume that there would be some type of Shomei Ka'ona or Shlichos option. That's what I would assume.
Yeah.
That's what I assume. Yeah.
What is the Chabracha, would you say?
That's a great question.
Oh.
That's a great question.
Depend which one you do.
I mean, Yeshurun's asking, what would be the Nisach HaBracha?
Oh.
Everyone should make their own, no?
Yeah, each person has to make their own Shmiah, the person make the Kiyah, because especially Yol Shomei HaKona. Yeah.
The Chavos Trust.
And also, on Shneir's,
it's a great question. Also,
on Shneir's point, if it were to say Shomei HaKona, then I wouldn't need his Chiddush.
What do you
think? I think Shneir was trying to say, like, if I say a Shomei HaKona, let's say, then the Ben Choron wouldn't need the Mitzvah Shmiah, because he can do it with the Kiyah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need Shmiah the option.
Yeah.
I think it's all Hechach to say that I need him to be Yotze somehow, so if I'm Zay. But if I say Shomei HaKona, then he can do the Baal Tekeah.
That's a good Hara.
That's
what he meant. Sorry. Yeah. Saying the fact that he jumps.
Yeah.
Because you're saying the fact that he jumps in the Ben Chor.
Must mean that he disagrees with Shagas.
Yeah.
And if for Shmiah HaKona does not let the Tchila, then for Stinza Ein Roi Labila, and Biabila Makev, so if he has to say Shmiah works, because Shmiah HaKona would not work for him.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Sorry for misunderstanding.
No, I didn't expect it
at all. No, very good. So, right, so there are Shner of the assist of Yeshurun are basically saying, according to the Kiriya Sefer, fact in the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin case, where when someone else is being took care for you, right, he says, oh, in that case, it's the Shmia. Like, wait a second. If you hold the Tekiah as an option, why can't you just be Mishachis to the Tokeah's Maisa Tekiah? So maybe he disagrees with, maybe he doesn't think that you could be Mishachis to a Maisa Tekiah.
Because he holds Ein Roi Labila and Akevas. Yeah.
Or because you have other Izah. Or you can have other Izah. Or because you reject, you think it's a Mishach Shebegufo and you don't think it's Shomei Ketokeah.
He's arguing with the
that's a very interesting Hara. That's a good Hara. Yeah, Kiva.
One, if you say you could pick tekiya, then isn't that like by default accepting shmiya as long as you don't hold shmiya needs her tshuva?
No, let's say you're tokei l'toch habur. Let's say you're tokei without.
I think if you're not about.
I mean, let's say you're tokei l'toch habur, so you only did a tekiya, you didn't do it, you don't have a shmiya.
Fine.
So then you, that's the case of where you have a tekiya.
Yeah.
And
then also,
oh, sorry.
Shmiya goma, that's something like you need to like mentally accept, you know? So the difference is, as long as there's no there are tshuva, so then I think Shneir is right that he must think there's no shmiya goma, but it could be he does, and then just like if you don't. You're not able to mentally do it.
No, but to Shneir's point, I think the fact that the Kiryas Sefer says that in the case of Chetzi Yad Chetzi Ben Chorin, you like automatically are going for the Shomea option.
Yeah.
Sounds like there is no option of going to the Tokeya. So it sounds like, what do you mean? You have a kosher Baal Tokeya. He could be Mishaleach. He can provide Shomea Tokeya. It must be that the Ma'bid is rejecting those applications.
Just that it doesn't have to be, he doesn't hold the Shomea Kona over here.
A lot of airtime here. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this Mola Shmei Kona. Let's go. It's just whichever one's happening first. Lemai said he's doing a Shmiya. Like it's not
no, if it's Shomei Kona is, if there's a mechanism of Shomei Kona or Shlichus, that actually is happening before you do the Shmiya. Because as he does the
Shmiya, he's being Kam Shmiya.
No, it's like Gali's point earlier. Meaning, if you narrow it down, you know, like those like at the Olympics at the end, like in milliseconds, right? The Tekiya comes right before the Shmiya.
Right, but his Maisa through Shmiya Kona only comes with the Kirsa. So before he even has a Shmiya Kona, he's heard it already.
Saying because the Tanai. Yeah, so if the hearing of Shmiya Kona is a Tanai, then it might work them off right.
Right, I'm saying before he's even Yotze,
And so that's like a Tanai.
Yeah,
but the mechanism is.
Even if he's Yotze both, Lachar's just more Pasha saying he's Yotze Shmiya, no? One of them is actually doing one of them is right.
It might be more push it, but doesn't mean that. I mean, it sounds like that's the only option there is.
It's not a hechra per se that he doesn't hold Shmiya
Kona. Okay. Perhaps. Perhaps. Okay. So in addition to the Kiryas Sefer, who says this very mechudish idea that there are two different options, right? The Lechem Mishnah has this as a hachmir. So although the Lechem Mishnah doesn't hold this as the maskana, I think it's important because it's such a unique concept of there being like a choice within mitzvos. I thought it's worth quoting the Lechem Mishnah, who has a havamina and says that the Torah who brings a raya, we'll get to in a moment, needs to preclude this possibility of shofar having the person having the option of or the tokeya or the shemeh. So let's just read the Lechem Mishnah inside. Yishurun, would you mind? So he quotes the Torah's raya, right? The Torah, what's the Torah's raya that the ikar is shmiya? Do you remember, Yishurun? You can just go for it. Lechem Mishnah.
Okay, I don't remember. Mitzvah Seish Al Tera, HaTorah Kasa Da Tamhu, De B'Shmiya Tali Milsa, V'lo B'Tkiya. Baby Raya the Hadar Mina, he brings a Raya, Tatokela Techabar, if someone who blows into a pit, Oya Oymed al Svasabar, or someone who's standing on the edges of the pit, Lo Yatza, he's not Yatza, Filo Tokea, Atzma Lo Yatza, Hechad Oymed al Svasabar, Vichmas Pevos Techabar, because he's not actually going to be Yatza because he didn't actually have the Shmiya.
Exactly.
He only did the Tekiya, so we see that you need to have Shmiya as part of the Tekiya as well. It's not Daka the Tekiya.
Exactly, right? So it's very clear in the tour that the Raya, that the Shmiya is the Iker, is because of Tokela Techabar, he did the Tekiya, but because he didn't do the Shmiya, he's not Yotze. So then the Chumash is going to ask, why didn't you bring another more pasha raya?
Vim time, I'm going to ask, Amayla Maisi Raya, why didn't you bring a raya? The Hata, Ashomea, Afapishalotaka, Yatza. That was in the we see that someone who heard the shofar blazen but didn't actually blow, he's still Yatza. That's the summon that would be a better raya to show that Shmiya is the Ekar and it's not Tekah. MK and Mashvid, Shmiya, Tali Melsa. It's all Tali on the Shmiya and not Tali on the Tekiah.
So why does the tour have to come up to this, like, you know, this fancy, you know, case where Tokel Tochabor to prove that Shmiya is the Ekar? Just go much more pashut. We know that there's one Baal Tokei in the shul. Everyone else is Yotzei through Shmiya. So again, assuming for the moment, he's going to get to that in the Hemshech, that there's no concept of Shlichos here. So then, that shows, the fact that everyone can hear it, shows that Shmiya is the Iker. I want to jump for the moment to the Inami, three lines from the bottom. Right, where he answers this question of why the tour brings the Raya from Tokei to Tochabor, right? And doesn't bring the more pashut Raya of someone just being Shomea from the Baal Tokei.
Inami, Vadei, the Hashmiya Mahani.
Right, so it's Pasha to the tour,
the
and of course the Shmua is going to work.
Aval Haraya Shehevi Hu. Zal, who kidei delo nemet tarvayu mahani. Not to say that both of them work. It's shmia below tkiya, the tkiya below shmia.
Right. To not say that either or works.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
when you say both, you're not,
I mean, yeah, exactly. Sorry, my bad.
Either, generally, you're right. In this context,
it's, in this case, it's either exactly.
Or. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So the Lecha Mishnah says that the tour needs to go out of his way to say that it's davka shmia, and don't say that you have the option of either shmia or tekiah. And therefore, it comes along the tour, and the case of tokeh l'toch habor proves that that it's davka shmia, and that tekiah alone is not an option. But again, the reason why I brought this Lecha Mishnah is because, right, although he doesn't say this l'maskana like the Kiryas Sefer does, but at least he has a halamina. He thought that it was possible that the mitzvah of shofar would be, you know, mugdar, right, defined in such a way that he had this option of either or, either the tekiah or the shmiah. And I'd like to now spend the last couple minutes we have in shir analyzing this possibility, right? This fourth approach, which is accepted l'maskana by the Kiryas Sefer, and at least there's a havamina in the Lecha Mishnah, this idea that there could be a mitzvah d'oraisa which has different options. Right, and I was. Yeah.
Sorry, just clarifying. Kiryas Sefer says this in the Rambam?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So the question is, why is it that when it comes to the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you have this very, very mechudosh, right, geder ha-mitzvah, where you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is different options, right? You hardly ever find such a thing. What is this idea? Right, and Seder asked it a little more sharply, right? You say like it was like Reform Judaism. You get to like choose. You get to choose what mitzvahs you. What does that mean, right? What does that mean, right? So that's the question. So I'd like to present a yesod for my father-in-law, who about Rosh Hashanah in general, and that the last makaros on the sheet. Everyone's like, what does it do with anything? And this connects to this. So my father-in-law developed a mahalach, which I think connects very nicely to this yisoda of the Kiryas Sefer. And that is that if you look closely at a number of different halachos when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you find this theme, this phenomenon of there being a range of different options. Specifically when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you find this concept of there being different options of how to fulfill a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. And he explained the reason for that is understanding what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That specifically because Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the tshuva process, that is what results in you having these different options in two different senses. In one sense, because the Torah understood that when you're starting a tshuva process, different people, based on the different situations that they are, basically need to start their tshuva process in different places. That because Rosh Hashanah, by its nature of being the beginning of the tshuva process, and given the fact that different people are in different situations and different places in their avodas Hashem, therefore the beginning of different people's tshuva process, you need to have the flexibility for people to be able to choose what is right for them. Now, kudin beis is that also because Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the tshuva process, by nature of it being in the beginning of the tshuva process, there's more flexibility. Because whenever you're at the beginning of the process, you're really just trying to create a certain momentum of tshuva. And whenever you're trying to create a new momentum of tshuva, there could be a range of different ways to start that process. But when it comes to finishing the tshuva process, like Yom Kippur, then it's very regimented. It's very clear what needs to be done. You don't have the same types of options. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah in general, we're going to go through a couple of different examples where you see this idea of there being different options, right? It's because Rosh Hashanah, as the beginning of the tshuva process, needs to have that flexibility, both because different people are in different places in their avodas Hashem and therefore need to start their tshuva process in different places. And number two, just the fact that at the beginning of a tshuva process and it's all about creating a momentum of tshuva, there's more flexibility in how each person decides to start their own process of tshuva. So in a second, I'm running out of time, and then I'll take questions at the end. So now I was going to go through a couple of different examples where you see this idea of Rosh Hashanah specifically, there being a range of different options of how to do a mitzvah. So raya number one is the Kiryas Sefer, obviously, by the fact that you have this geder ha-mitzvah where it's either the tekiah or the shmiah. And if you want to translate that in light of everything we've been saying right now, you know, for one person, he wants to, you know, jumpstart his tshuva process with the tekiah midin, tefillah. Other person want to jumpstart his tshuva process with this shmia, right, which is triggering the hiuri tshuva. So you have two different options. Different people get to choose what is right for them. A tekiya focused on the tefillah, one could say, or a shmia focused on your hiuri tshuva. That's raya number one, obviously. Oh. Raya number two comes this famous Rav Haigon. So I had you guys see, which seemed to be a very random Gemara and Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Again, outside Shner, what was the stuff? What did Rabbi Avo? What was Rabbi Avo mitaking?
So he was mitaking a way in which, like a way to, of Tekiya Shofar, which was it precluded a suffix about which goes first, Trua Shvarim, like what or what the form was. And what
exactly, was, you know. Right? There's a something about what is the Trua? Is it Shvarim Trua? Is it Shvarim alone, or is it Trua alone? So he says to do all three. That is the Shita of Rabbi Avo. He was mitaking to do again. It's called Tashrat for Shvarim Trua, Tashat, which is just the Shvarim, and then Tarat, which is just the Trua. That's what we do nowadays. So the question that the Ritva asks on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph is basically, like, so there, you had the Suffolk, and that means like for generations, people were not being Yotze the Mitzvah of Shofar. And like, they do it every single year. You couldn't have a Kabbalah, you know, it's Ish Mipiish from Moshe, like it got forgotten, and people weren't Yotze the Mitzvah of Shofar because they did the wrong Trua. So Rav Haigon comes along and says, what's Rav Haigon's Chiddush? The Midah Oraisa.
Either one was good.
Any option suffices. The Torah says this broad concept of Trua, and whether it's a Shvarim Trua, or a Shvarim, or a Trua, any option works. And again, the same question, like what does that mean? What is the getter of Trua? Again, you're finding this idea, this flexibility on Rosh Hashanah specifically, where you have different options. Just like for the Mabit, you have different options, whether it's Shmia or Tekiya. So for Rav Haigon, the different options of what is the Trua. So whether you do a Shvarim Trua, a Shvarim alone, or a Trua alone, each option works. Again, the same Yisod, on Rosh Hashanah, you have different options. I'll try to get one more in. Another place this comes up, where this idea of different options on Rosh Hashanah come up, in the realm of Tainus. Background is like a big, big machokis, really in the Gaonim and the Rishonim, about whether it's usher to fast in Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a time of like a simcha, you should show certain confidence in Eretz Tshuva. Or specifically, some Rishonim and Gaonim say it's a mitzvah to fast to show the proper aim of a fachad for the upcoming Yom HaDin. So what is the Shulchan Aruch? Anybody remember, what is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin?
You're not allowed to fast.
Exactly. Except?
Except if it's a dream fast, then if you fast on the first day, you fast both days, and if you fast on the second day, then you get away with just doing one.
Okay, right? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like those who say that really it's usher to fast on Rosh Hashanah. But if you had a need for a Tainas Chalom, right, Tainas Chalom on Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the detail is not important for us, then you should continue fasting. My question is like, what do you mean? Don't we paskin that it's usher to fast? So the Beis Yosef has a very fascinating line where he says, or basically says outside, that yeah, there is this machlokis, although we paskin like those who say that really it should be usher, but because the line is, Hoel, this is the Beis Yosef from the spot there, Hoel demina shemayim hireyu, the ta'anesu chaviva b'shemayim b'Rosh Hashanah, because Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkacha, showed that for you it's appropriate to fast. Even though for everyone else it's usher to fast, for you it is appropriate, therefore you should always fast in Rosh Hashanah. Again, like, what does that mean? What's the psak? Again, you see this idea, this flexibility in Rosh Hashanah, that sometimes different things are needed for different people. Right, so you have this when it comes to the Mabit for Tokea or Shomea. You have this for Haigon, what is the gather of Trua. Now you have this in the realm of Tainus. For you know, if for you, the Hashkacha says that for you it's appropriate to show more Im of Afacha than show confidence, and for you that's the right thing. And the last thing, before we continue, is just the concept of the three different themes of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So three very different, wide-ranging themes on Rosh Hashanah. My question is, like, generally, you know, Chagim, Yom Tovim have very much more limited themes. Again, this broad range of themes, according to what my father was developing, is part of this larger mahalach to allow different people to tap in to focus on different things which are needed for their particular tshuva process. And that would explain, again, this fourth approach for the Mabit, where you basically, lo matzinu, in the Torah, we have a choice of a getter, a mitzvah, but according to my father-in-law, it really, you know, aligns beautifully with the role of Rosh Hashanah as the beginning of a tshuva process. Again, each person needs something different, and generally, it's all about creating a momentum of tshuva, and therefore, there's a range of options for what different people need. Stop here, and I'll take questions on the way out.
Thank you, Rabbi.